are you guys?
So good to see you guys. How are you? Tired, I know. I don't even ask anymore. How are you? Tired. I know, it is, life is hard, but I'm glad that you're here today. So, have you ever prayed that you can remember? You have, but it's like, that's a kind of a crazy question. Of course, you've prayed. So, how did you pray? What did it look like? Did you go, oh Lord, I really need a new toy? Oh, not for that. Okay. He said, I wouldn't pray for a new toy. That's what my parents are for. Listen, you will get no argument from me. I've been a parent, otherwise known as a toy vendor. Yes, okay. So did you pray? More like that, okay. How about you? You pray at Thanksgiving. You forgot about that. Dear Lord, we pray to you that this year we might not have green jello. I pray that every year, but okay. Yeah, how about you, Sam? You ever pray? You ever think about it? I bet you pray all the time and don't even know it. I think we all do. Well, in our text today, Jesus tells a story about two people who pray. They're out on the corner, and they're both praying. And one is like, oh, Lord, I am a sinful person. Now, this is, of course, is at the corner of Barretania. And, you know, one of the cross streets downtown. Please, Lord, hear my prayer. And he did the whole, you know, he was dressed in funny robes and poured ashes on his head and drew all kinds of attention to him. And the other guy, and by the way, this was kind of a holy guy, sort of someone you wouldn't expect to need to pray like that. And the other one was somebody who, he was also outside and he prayed and he just stood there and said, Lord, have mercy. Who do you think God heard the most? I know you're going to get this right. Because you do every week. First time you didn't get it right. But you're right, actually. Yes. Do you think God heard the other person too? I think so too. I think that's the problem. I think when we read this story, we think God only heard the one who prayed in humility, and I'm sure God did. But you know what? I don't think God really cares how we pray. God hears us. And it doesn't matter who you are. And did you know that even though sometimes I get to stand up there and I get to take the, I call it taking the position. Oh Lord, hear our prayer. Did you know that God hears you just as well as God hears me? You don't have to be all dressed up and wearing all kinds of things. God hears you just like everybody else. That's the kind of God we have. We have a God who hears us when we hurt and when we're happy, when we need, and when we don't. So I'm glad that you pray, and I hope that you will always pray, because prayer is nothing more than talking to God. And Lord knows there are times when we need to talk to God, and God needs a good talking to. Both kinds. But I have a gift for you today. Over the years, because I'm forced to go to lots of retreats with pastors, I'll share something else first. This is my prayer stone. This was a gift that a friend of, actually it was my brother, of all people, he was walking around, of all people, he's not a Christian, but he knows I am. But he found this in the desert, and he gave it to me. What does it look like to you?
A cross.
Yeah, there's a cross in this rock. I thought to myself, who put a cross in that rock? And so this is something that I keep to remember that my sort of non-believing brother knows how important God is to me, and this is my prayer stone. So I brought you prayer stones, which I have collected over the years. This is for you. You don't have to have a stone to pray, but sometimes it's pretty cool, and this is what I do with my prayer stones. I have them in my pocket, and it gives me something to just hold on to. It helps me concentrate as I think about what God might need to hear from me and how I need to hear from God. So I'm going to give each of you a prayer stone. And no matter how you pray, whether you shout loud or you're really quiet or just say, hey, God, just, hey, God. God will hear. Okay? Thank you so much, and I'm so glad that you pray, especially at Thanksgiving. Thanks. You can go back to your places. Let's do verse 4.